And we will, being the inaugural winner of the Everest last Saturday. The Tab Everest was Red Zell, and still pinching himself is Michael Ward from Triple Crown. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. From last Friday morning, sitting with you in a calm little chair in the Chairman's Club there, to sheer exhilaration on Saturday afternoon. Have you had time to reflect on it all?
Look, I've been trying to. I've been having some late nights, I can tell you. I've been through the race many a time, and just trying to digest it and you know, realising that it's probably, it has been, it's one of the best experiences of my life. So it's great just letting that sink in, but also a little bit confronting, I guess, too, at the same time, realising that at age 46, my life has probably peaked, and surely it's downhill from here.
You can be back next year. He's a horse that, if he maintains it, he could be in another slot next year.
Well, that's true. That is a very exciting part of it. He's only an early 5-year-old, so as a gelding and as a sprinter, he's hopefully coming into his best years just in front of him at the moment.
Exactly. All eyes now on the Darley Classic at Flemington.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got the 4 weeks into that race as well. So we had the 4 weeks into the Everest from the shorts, and we know that the horse is very, very good off that sort of spacing between runs. So I saw him at the stables on Monday, and he hadn't turned a hair. So he really bounced out of that race brilliantly, and so now we'll go through to the Darley Sprint and see him line up down there, going down the straight at Flemington, and he's won down the straight at Flemington before in the Mum Stakes. So, looking forward to getting him down there and seeing if he can chalk up another win.
I asked you last Friday morning, and I emphasised Friday morning, the day before, to our listeners, had you given yourself time to sort of think what could happen if you did win? You won, and everything unfolded. Did it all turn out the way that you dreamt it was going to be, as in the emotion and everything around it?
Not at all. It was, you think about it in your dream and whatever in anticipation of the race. But when I first got there on course and I was out the front of the grandstand just getting ready for the race, turned around and looked at the crowd that was there, and people were just hanging over the balconies. And as you know, out the front was just absolutely packed shoulder to shoulder. And I'd never seen anything like it at Randwick. So, you know, I became a little bit emotional at that point in time. Mm. And had to tell myself to get a grip and just focus on the race. You heard the roar of the crowd when the field jumped, and then just hearing Darren Flindell say, you know, Red Zell had just skipped away, there at about the 200-metre mark. I mean, when you hear that, you start to believe this is actually going to happen. And obviously, when you go past the finishing post, it's just like bang. It's overwhelming emotion, and you could see that, you know, in the pictures being beamed out of there, that just the emotion that takes over, and it's just been an incredible ride ever since.
Mate, we've got one of the lucky owners on the line that we're going to go and chat with, but it's been a story of all different tales from all the different owners.
Yeah, definitely, and I think that, you know, people have got to learn those stories along the way. And that's one of the great things about racing, and certainly about syndication. You see people from the different backgrounds come together, and you realise everybody's got their own individual story. And, for example, another one, I know you're about to speak to Brad Playford, but another one is Mark and Michael Waddington down in Tasmania, who got an inheritance from their mother. And, they just had the thought at that point in time that they'd use that inheritance to do something, an activity that would help bring the families closer together.
Yep.
So they went in and bought a share in Red Zell, and the experience that they've had together just as their family has been, an amazing run.
Yeah, it has been. Well done, Mike. We'll have a chat with Brad, but congratulations, and we look forward to seeing the horse in a few weeks' time down the famous Flemington Straight.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Mate. Michael Ward joining us from Triple Crown.